This programme was produced at and first aired on MPR, Manawatu People's Radio, with support from New Zealand On Air. Ka pai, Irirangi Tamotu, MPR.
Listening to live and on-demand shows has never been easier on MPR. All you have to do is go to the App Store or Play Store on your device and search up Access Internet Radio NZ. Select and download the first option at the top of the list. Once you've downloaded the app, the next step is to open the app and look for MPR. Once found, select it and then browse freely. Supported by New Zealand On Air.
Welcome to Manawatu Conversations, recollections of the past and sometimes opinions about the future. Now, today we have two recordings. They are from past Relay for Life events here in Palmerston North. The first one was recorded at the event nearly at midnight in 2013. And the second short recording is about the same time, but in 2018. I hope you enjoy them. So it is about 11:45 on the night of the 9th of March. We are in the playing field area of what used to be the Teachers College in Hokafitu, Palmerston North. And it is the event of the Relay for Life. It's a 24-hour event that started at midday today and finishes at midday tomorrow. And it's a fundraising event for raising money for cancer research. And I have with me two stalwarts who've participated in this event for several years. We have Gaywyn Grant. Do you want to say hello?
Oh, hello, Stuart. And it's lovely to be here again. And you've actually caught me when I'm still awake. That's nice.
And I hope she'll stay awake for a while because she's walking through most of the night. And we have Katrine Emery as well. Would you like to say hello, Katrine?
Yes, hello. It's lovely to be here as well. And we're all just settling down for the night.
Yay. Okay, so we're in a tent.
We're in the Rotary Club's tent.
That we donated by Mountain Equipment many years ago.
And this is the 13th Relay for Life, and this is our sixth. The first time we were in here, we were in the middle of the paddock for the first, two or three years?
Yes, we were, yeah.
And we're now on the side, which is the great, you can see the track.
Because people are running.
So people are walking and running around the running track.
Oh, the candles.
And there's a lot of tents inside the track and around the outside as well.
Yep.
So about how many groups would be in this event?
116 groups this year, I think.
And what do they do? They have a team? Or?
They all have a team, yeah. And they've got 10 members have to...
And each team member is to... asked to raise at least $100.
Yeah. Okay, so about how much do they tend to raise?
Well, our first year when we used to do a whole lot of our first year we would have raised about $7,500, but we did a lot of outside interviewing
fundraising.
Yeah. This year we've just done the normal fundraising each person. We haven't done the extras.
Okay. But overall as an event, about how much does it raise?
Well, last year they raised $365,000. That was a lot of money.
Yeah. So what? There's not just people walking around, though, is it?
Some are running. And a lot of people, there are people that sponsor. They give quite a lot of money.
Okay.
Yeah. Also, there's... most of the people that are here tonight have been in a team.
So businesses and schools.
Anybody, some families find that if someone's had a child especially die, the schools have a group of family members will get together.
Now I can see there's a lot of bags with candles in round the track.
They're remembrance bags that you buy for $5, and you can go over there and there's lots of tables and you decorate them and put your messages on for your loved ones, either ones who have died or
of cancer.
You have cancer. I saw some today, one of the pitch had done her own, and she had I'm a Survivor on it. So,
Okay. And they start off, it starts at 12, and there's a special...
It starts at 12, and the Survivors are all invited to walk the first lap.
And the Survivor track was full this year. Now, in the first year we came, there was half full.
Yeah.
Now this fall, so it means that some good's been happening with the money, because these people are surviving.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or they're coming out and not feeling bad about it because they...
There was some here today that had never wanted to felt they'd like to walk this time.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So there's the it starts with the survivor's walk.
Yep.
Then, now all these candles,
that's people that have gone. That's a candle ceremony that they go around, put them around the track. And then at dusk, they're lit, and there's a silent walk around. It's called the candle. And it's remembering everything. This year, we didn't have proper candles. We've got electric candles because of the drought.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and the fireband.
Fireband, so we're glad to have candles. Sort of.
And that's why usually in about 10 minutes, you'd have the most beautiful firework display out here, but I would be very surprised if we have that tonight.
No.
But it means it's not pouring with rain either.
No, that's
It has poured with rain.
And this one, we had one night downtown as we were walking in the rain.
Now, we had to wait until nearly midnight to do this recording because there's so much noise.
The band, they have bands, and some bands are nice and quiet and lovely, and some bands are very loud.
Noisy.
So then it goes quiet overnight.
And
when do things start?
They have Pilates.
7 o'clock in the 7 morning. Or it might be only 6 o'clock in the morning.
Six.
You start the first year it was ever on, that we ever in it. We all went down and we did aerobics at six, which is the most stupid thing to do. You haven't slept all night.
I mean,
because we could hardly
walk. We've tried hard.
I remember that. It was terrible.
It was just the silliest thing to do, but we did it. Yeah. So they had Pilates.
They did Tai Chi.
I think we did it all. And then at 7 o'clock you all go over to a breakfast that the Lions provide, a free breakfast.
They give us a free breakfast, full breakfast. It's good.
So there'd be there'd be a few thousand people actually participating in something.
I would imagine.
If you look at 114 teams, which is the average, and there's more this year.
10 to a team.
Team is the least you have in a team. Yeah. It's 10. So 114 times 10.
And there's lots of children here.
Heaps of kids and families here this year.
Different demographic this year. There's more families.
Yeah.
We've got less businesses, which I think is economic times myself.
Used
to have lots of businesses sheet metal workers and all those. None of them are here this year. It seems to be schools and families and kids. Heaps of children. We're never as many as there
is today. Right.
Yeah.
But in a way, it's quite good. Another way, it's not, because it's a bit hard, the congestion on the track. But it's also showing that the children are going to be their future, and they're going to carry it through, which is going to be great.
It used to be something of a race, wasn't it?
High schools, they used to have a race, but it got too dangerous.
Okay.
So they're not doing. They're running. They're still running, but they
there's no race.
They're not going to.
So why was it dangerous? Were people injured? Well,
they're running in amongst all the walkers.
Yeah. Or the walkers would get on the track.
Yeah.
So when I went to the meeting today, it was said that there's no emphasis on anything. So there's no people. You've got things on your baton, but they don't mean anything this year, except to you. There's no prizes for the quickest team or anything like that.
So each team has a baton and there's a transponder. And as you go around, there's a counter.
Every year we've won a gold star for our
Every year we have.
And what does that mean?
That means we've raised a lot of money.
Yep.
The first year we did it, we actually came second.
Yeah.
But that was, we had dinners and we did all sorts, but it ended up a lot of work and everyone, the same people giving money all the time.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
That's why we decided now to have it as a fun thing.
Yeah.
Do what we have to, but just have it as a relaxing sort of fun.
Yeah. There's lots of people all wearing the same sort of t-shirt.
You get a t-shirt for your pay.
Yeah.
You pay $100 deposit that the club pays, and that gives us our t-shirts.
And they're sponsored by Easy Buy. And they sponsor them all over New Zealand.
Yeah.
Relay for Life.
What? Yeah. Relay for Life, Cancer Society, New Zealand. Written
on. Yeah. And Easy Buy's on the side there.
Ah, yeah.
And Easy Buy's they put them out for all. And this year will be the same colour right throughout New Zealand.
Yeah. And there's some people in costume and fancy dress and things as well, aren't there?
Some of the groups,
we used to have competitions for best tents and...
Well, they still do.
We do it with the newspaper.
Yeah, they still do the newspaper outfits.
What's that?
The standard brings out newspapers and you make outfits.
Oh, it's sort of fancy dress out of newspaper.
Yes.
And you have to make it...
We got a place. We did Alison's next year. So we did all those sorts of things once upon a time, but now we're the only Rotary group. There used to be two others, but we're now the only one.
Only one.
He's doing it.
It's an awesome thing.
So what do people do about food and meals?
You bring your own breakfast. Hopefully clubs will support you.
We always ask for food, and we always get the food.
People just bring food down.
And we had a barbecue and a bit of a social get-together with the Rotary members at 6 o'clock. Yeah, that was really good to see. We were just counting up tonight how many came. There was probably over 2/3.
I think in the end we did it the other way who wasn't here.
Yeah, that's right.
There's probably about 5 or 6 who weren't here. Yeah. Everyone else turned up sometime during the day, which is good. Good turnout.
There's some very young people here as well, aren't there?
Yes. Now, Louis, he's been here since he was
a wee fella,
3 or 4, and Maggie, the first time she went round the track, she went and pushed you as a little baby.
Yes.
First time you came here, you were about... You were born August, so she would have been about 8 months old. And Louis here has... Over the last three or four years has stayed overnight.
Yeah.
And one night we were sitting here, us three here, chatting.
And we were talking nicely.
Yeah, about 4 in the morning he sat rubbish. Up. Do you remember what you said?
What?
When you sat up and talked to us?
You said this.
Sat
is...
up and said, you ladies
talk
are talking
rubbish.
A lot of rubbish. And went back to sleep.
Well, you get to the stage where you get so. I remember one time here, there was Darlene and Katrina and I, and we were just looking at each other and we said, we've got to talk to keep awake. And we were just. It was just rubbish. It was rubbish, you know, just to keep awake.
So Louis's grown up with it. He now walks by himself and does things, and this is me.
Next year he's going to Planet for it.
Yeah.
He's in charge.
And this is your second year staying. Maggie's second year staying.
She's not tired at all, yeah?
No, I'm not tired.
And last year Louis sat out here waiting for the fireworks at 12 o'clock, and at 5 to 12 he went sound asleep. We tried to wake him and there was no waking.
It was funny.
Just like five minutes.
Have there been any... It's a 24-hour walk. Have there been any people who do the full 20 hours themselves?
You'll see a lady go past me. Last year, we had an army gal.
Year before.
That same army boy was here last year as well. With his full pack. And there was another man who was his second year.
Yeah.
And Louis actually... Walked you and him got on well. Louis used to go and walk with him around.
No, I...
Last year you did.
By the morning he was absolutely shocked.
Yes.
He hardly walked.
Oh, no, you clapped every time he went past.
I had like a whistle, didn't I?
You whistled, Blue was whistled
yeah.
to him.
Yeah.
So the people who aren't walking, sometimes they cheer each other, others on.
Yeah. Yeah.
I hear rattles and whistles and things.
Yeah. Clappers.
Bubble machines, what's that?
Machines that make bubbles.
Well, you've got a bubble machine.
He's got one out
and
there.
And you've been using that for the
people going
past.
We've been trying to get it on
you,
the people, but the wind kept blowing it to us.
We had two, but one of them.
I see you've got a whole row of bubble mixture, is it? So you're all set to last right through the 24 hours.
Yeah.
Maggie had it sort out.
Oh, it fell down. Mm.
Ah,
it was standing
up. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that sounds very good.
Well, it's just quite a
stimulating sort of day, I think.
Teddy looks like a mermaid.
Although you don't, you get tired and you go home and. But is it
a different, a good atmosphere?
I just think it's really wonderful that a whole lot of people, heaps we don't know, come together and are happy and being nice to each other. When you hear so much going on around the place that says that we're not, and here we are in Palmerston North with 2,500 people and thoroughly enjoying themselves. I'm just estimating their number of people, but it's great.
Very probable.
Yeah, and they're just all, we should do it more often, not so much with cancer, but just do fun things where the families can be part of it. Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
Because during the day there's all sorts of families, little ones, big ones.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lady on a walker early this.
Yeah, she had a little grandchild sitting in the.
Oh, there's someone in a skeleton outfit going by.
Oh, I saw that.
There's a lot of Smurfs here. People in Smurf outfits.
Yeah, they made the hats.
They were good.
Yeah.
Very good hats.
It's a school, isn't it?
Elmo was here.
Yeah, it's a school.
Elmo.
Where's Wally used to be here? Are they here this year?
They're the Wally boys
here.
And are they all teams from Palmerston North?
No.
No, some of them. Last year we had Danny Burke.
I saw one from Kyra.
Tour.
Yeah. Another thing is we have ours is a 24-hour one, which is the only one in the country. The others are all
18
hours. Parapram's got theirs today, and they start at 4 o'clock and finish at 9:30 in the morning.
And I've noticed as well, and I had to, I've asked before, but there's one team that on their stick that they carry around, there's a pterodactyl.
Yes.
Do you know what team they are?
I don't know, but they've always
It's Fonterra, because it's the Fonterra dactyls.
Always have it. I wonder where
it's a good name. Mind you, what was the name of this team? Now it's Rotary, but what was it before?
Rottweilers. And it wasn't because it was a dog. The Rottweilers. It was because it was Rotary and a wheel.
And inner wheel is?
It's the ladies.
Ladies, right.
And Louis just said he wants our stick baton decoration next year. What are we going to do?
We're going to put a hat on it and we're going to draw a smiley face.
With a smiley face.
It should have a rotary wheel or something.
Okay, we can just make it into a car and drive it.
Put the rotary wheel on the hat.
Yeah.
We
can just drive it.
Well, I did suggest that instead of us walking around, we could get one of those radio-controlled cars, put the baton in, and just sit here and guide it around the track.
That would actually be quite cheating. But it would be quite a tip. I'm bringing my car next year. Yeah. Don't bring the train. Don't put on the running track. Yeah. That would be something.
Well, have you seen all those radio-controlled helicopters they're selling in town?
Oh, that'd be even better.
That's for all these people who want to practice at flying drones. You know?
Fly it away to fly it to Wellington, fly it back, people are put to that.
That would be good. Okay, anyway, I think we could just finish it there. Because it's past midnight. We're now on the next day. It is now Sunday, the 10th of March. Okay, and we'll end at that. Thank you very much. This next short piece was recorded in March of 2019.
this year, 2018.
Okay, it is 11:30 at night on Saturday, the 10th of March, 2018. We are at something called Relay for Life. My name is Stuart Birks, and I have with me...
Sarah Finlay and Emily Brewer.
And Emily Brewer. And, okay, so now you're here at Relay for Life. What does that mean? What is Relay for Life?
So it's, what is it? It's a
24-hour event.
Yeah, 24-hour event to raise money and awareness for cancer.
Yeah, those both survivors struggling and who have passed from cancer.
Okay.
To remember them.
Yeah. So what are you doing in Relay for Life? You're all running round and round?
Yep, so there is a track.
400-metre track.
Yeah, 400-metre track. And then there's tents on the inside of that track, and people are just walking the track or running the track.
There are
many
teams
times
of different groups of the community around the Palmerston North and Manawatu area who... It's almost like a competition. So...
Yeah.
They keep a tally of how many laps you've done and who's got the highest amount of laps and the fastest time and the current time walking. And
So is everyone competitive in this?
No, it's not about competition.
No.
It's just about doing your best and just kind of raising awareness and kind of also kind of putting it out there for like realising what struggles cancer people had to go through.
Okay, yeah. Okay, so and I can hear some music in the background.
Yep. So there's been live music on stage since 12 o'clock today, and had fireworks and had a minute's silence. Now it's starting to slowly get dark and quieter, so the main stage is shut off, and everyone's just going to be running or walking throughout the night.
Yeah. So, but you just need one or two from each team walking at any one time.
There are some people who have been doing the whole 24 hours, or there's even some people who've got like a whole oxygen mask and everything, and it's been doing it the whole time.
Oh yeah, that's yeah.
Now
someone from the army
yeah,
with
now
a mask,
a military firefighter
tank
or something.
Back.
Yeah,
which is very and people are dressed up in all sorts.
Yes,
of costumes,
all different costumes, and some people have gone all out, and some people have just not got costumes at all.
Okay, but it's going to get quite cold tonight.
It is going to get freezing cold. That's why you just keep walking and running.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we have tents with like blow up air mattresses and day beds with lots of duvets and blankets to keep us warm and to have naps while our other team members are working hard.
Okay, so what do you do about food or meals and things?
We've kind of bought a whole lot of snacks, and we're just going to keep going. And then tomorrow morning they put on a big breakfast for us, and we had a big dinner with our whole team, and we just had a barbecue. And
okay. So what is your team?
We are
Terracen Rotary Club.
Yes, with some people from Crossroads.
Yeah,
Crossroads Church.
Okay, so it's a combined.
Yep, it's a combined group. Yep.
Okay, and who's doing most of the... Are you all walking or some of you running?
So some people are running, some people are walking, just whatever pace people are able to...
Every little bit counts.
Yep, exactly. Yeah. We're not doing it for the competition, we're just doing it to participate and get our involvement in.
Yeah, okay. And is it the first time you've done this?
This is the first time for me being part of a team. I was always on the coffee runs. So I would come
in. Coffee run.
Yeah, so I would be kind of at home, like not really involved in the team, but I would every now and again bring coffee to the whole team, like at night to keep them going, keep them warm, you know.
Okay.
Lighten their mood and spirits.
Yeah. So, and you were just I saw you calling up. Was it a chocolate run that you were?
Oh, yeah, it's a hot chocolate run today. I'm not a coffee drinker, so. Love the hot chocolates for the team.
So you got some friends coming down with some hot chocolate.
Yeah,
you probably need it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. And then, so I've been doing this for a number of years now.
Yeah.
Like, maybe 4 or 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been running for 18. So.
Yeah, it's been running for 18 years, and it started here in Palmerston North, and now it's actually growing, and I'm pretty sure it's nationwide now.
Yeah, there's lots of towns doing it at different times. Mm. But Palmerston North, we do it for a full 24 hours, which maybe isn't the same everywhere else.
Oh, wow. So, I thought it was all 24 hours everywhere,
But we're lucky this time, though, that it's staying dry.
Oh, yes. The weather is fine for us.
Yeah,
we've had some terrible weather this week, but now it's fine. Mm. It's getting a little bit cold, but no, we've had fine weather. Mm. I'm pretty sure people would have been a bit sunburnt today.
Yeah, very probably. But they've got the sunscreen.
They've got sunblock everywhere. They're encouraging us to keep hydrated.
Mm. Although you want to avoid using the portaloos.
Yeah.
So, gross.
They are. Oh, dear. Yeah. Okay. But, so, roughly, how many people do you think could be...
I think there's 90 teams. I think there's 90 counters.
Yeah.
So, that means 90 teams.
90 teams.
Teams of 5, 10, 20, I don't know, depending on... Like, the schools have got bigger teams.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Because the schools are very competitive and they...
They make their students run.
Yeah.
Like the whole thing, whole 24 hours. So they take turns.
Yeah.
Pass it off.
So all the schools are running, are they? Or?
Most of the schools.
Most of the main high schools.
Yeah.
So when, you're not at school now, but when you were at school, were you involved in?
They banned it when I was at high school. Because some of the years previous, girls got up to some silly stuff, so. Yeah. They stopped banning that for a little while, but they're starting to back up at that school now, so
My year did it, but I wasn't involved in that. I did come down, but I came down with a friend because we knew someone who had passed, so we made a bag for her and did the lantern ceremony.
The lantern ceremony, what's that?
So people decorate bags with people who have lost their lives to cancer, and then when it gets dark we light the bags. Well, they have like tea light candles in the bags, and then we
fake ones
have a minute silence. And then we have like a lap for those people who have lost people and to cancer.
And
it's also very humbling experience, and
Also lit a lantern, one for those who have lost the battle and those for the survivors. So that was cool, and they had some performers perform some like songs, and there was a bagpipe who played some tunes.
So really, it made a bit of a sort of service.
Thank you for listening to Manawatu Conversations. This and other recent programs can also be found on the Manawatu People's Radio website, and a range of programs is also available on the Manawatu Heritage website of the Palmerston North City Archive. The address for that is manawatuheritage.pncc.govt.nz.
Support this program and others like it by giving a donation to NPR. More details at npr.nz.